currency like the Japanese yen, that the most recent inflation number was 3.8%, well above the Fed's target. So I don't buy the argument that in a weak economy you don't get inflation. You gave the example of Germany. Spain at the moment has 20% unemployment. Prices are rising. Britain has a high unemployment rate. Prices are rising. So you just – there are other sources other than the labor market to give you inflation, and we're going to get them.
All right, Mr. Edwards.
There's these gigantic negative risks out there that something big and bad is going to happen to the American economy. We don't know what it is. If you go back and look at the January 2008 CBO projection, they didn't project a recession. They said, well, maybe a recession would happen, but they actually projected growth would be strengthening in coming years. So we're going to be surprised by the next big recession or negative factor. If you look at CBO projections, I mean, there's no recessions in their 10-year outlook. But what if we have a gigantic recession a few years from now, another major recession? You know, tax revenues would plunge again. Unemployment comp costs would soar. A lot of policymakers would want to do another giant stimulus. And we'd be in this sort of spiral downwards of debt and poor economic growth. So, you know, we've got to start planning now. The risk factors are all on the negative side. European countries have this horrible demographic problem, worse than ours. Their debt loads are going up, and there's the higher their debt loads become and the higher ours becomes, the more risk of an international sort of a contagion, the more we're all at sort of a tipping point. And if Europe can go into another deep recession, it would cause a deep recession here. So, you know, the risks are all on the ugly side, I think.
Okay, in my last 15 seconds, any of you want to comment on the thing